Chapter 4. Consequently, my brothers whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in this way in the Lord, my beloved ones. I urge Euodia, and I urge Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, I request you also, as a true fellow worker, to keep assisting these women who have striven side by side with me for the good news, along with Clement, as well as the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Always rejoice in the Lord. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness become known to all men. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your mental powers by means of Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are of serious concern, whatever things are righteous, whatever things are chaste, whatever things are lovable, whatever things are well spoken of, whatever things are virtuous, and whatever things are praiseworthy, continue considering these things. The things that you learned, as well as accepted and heard and saw in connection with me, practice these, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that now at last you have renewed your concern for me. Though you were concerned about me, you lacked opportunity to show it. Not that I am saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be self-sufficient regardless of my circumstances. I know how to be low on provisions and how to have an abundance. In everything and in all circumstances, I have learned the secret of both how to be full and how to hunger, both how to have an abundance and how to do without. For all things I have the strength through the one who gives me power. Nevertheless, you did well to share with me in my tribulation. In fact, you Philippians also know that after you first learned the good news, when I departed from Macedonia, not a congregation shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you alone. For while I was in Thessalonica, you sent something to me for my need not just once, but twice. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I want the fruitage that brings more credit to your account. However, I have everything I need, and even more. I am fully supplied, now that I have received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a sweet fragrance, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. In turn, my God will fully supply all your need according to his riches and glory by means of Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Give my greetings to every holy one in union with Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send you their greetings. All the holy ones, but especially those of the household of Caesar, send you their greetings. The undeserved kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ be with the spirit you show.